to, and you know, all the outside air kind of dolphins still getting into the house here, so but I'm fairly close to it compared to most people on here, so can't imagine what Rick's going through. It's right in his backyard, so it must be really bad for him. Anyway, WC2K, that's who I was talking about. It's really right in his backyard. Anyway, that's about all that's going on here, Clint. Good to hear from you, and thanks for running that. Send it back to you. And to BDP.
He must be jumping for joy. That is strange. I mean, you know, you don't want anything to come in your neighborhood like that. I mean, it's bad enough. And yeah, we're feeling or smelling the results down here. This is not the Canadian stuff. You know, this morning, I guess around 6:30 or so, you know, with the windows open, you could it's really bad, really bad smell. So first I thought it was in the neighborhood, and then you kind of get up and you walk around and make sure that it's not in your neighborhood and it's not you. And then you kind of find out that it's up the road from you a little bit. So I feel, you know, because you're a lot closer than me, and the wind's blowing this way, so we're dealing with it. Anyway, Bill, have a good one. We'll chat with you later. Good morning, Hank, K3BMS. Thanks for checking in today. Any thoughts, comments for the net? Go ahead. Hey, maybe he will get a chance to jump back in. Good morning, Jay, Echo Alpha 7 Kilo Whiskey Golf. Thanks for checking in today. A lot of concerned bodies here in on the East Coast. Want to know how you're doing. And any thoughts, comments for the net? Go ahead.
W3DBO, this is Echo Alpha 7, Kilo Whiskey Golf. Before I go on, let me just check that the other level is okay. I could make some adjustments. Go ahead, Clint.
Your audio is a tad low, but it's perfectly readable. It's not a problem. I would say you need just a little bit of gain. How's that?
Roger that. I'll just get closer to the mic for now. I appreciate all the comments and Ed and Roy. Thank you so much for thinking of me. I am in Haifa, Israel at the moment, and this is a very difficult situation. Last night we had three alarms that sent me off to the safe room down the hall with my neighbors, one just before midnight, another at 1 in the morning, another at 3:15, I think it was, in the morning. And so sleep has not been easy. And the government has basically shut everything down. And I've been talking to my friends here, and we're all afraid to go out because we don't know when the next alarm will come and when we have to run to the next safe room. So it's been, this is a difficult time. And yes, I feel like I'm dodging Iranian missiles.
Hey, all right, back to you.
M7ARH, G4YQW, fine Mark, thanks for all the information. And Stourbridge in the Midlands, West Midlands the case. I'm pretty sure I know where that is. My home QTH is Leeds in West Yorkshire, and I've come down to Norfolk for a week's holiday. So sitting on the seafront, hence the wind's, it's a pleasurable wind. If it wasn't so warm, I'd be playing pot table. It's a bit drafty, but it's certainly welcome if it's this bit of breeze or wind that's blowing. Pretty sure we're coming about 25 degrees out of the wind. Anyway, name's Keith, and I'm at Hunstanton in North Norfolk, looking across the Wash towards Lincolnshire. Back to you, Mark.
Romeo Hotel returning. Yeah, nothing quite so pretty here. I'm sitting in the shack, which is the back bedroom, and just playing radio for half an hour. Everything seems really quiet on here. Even Hubnet seems fairly quiet. But yeah, so we're here for a few days, which is home, and then I'm hoping to head off up to Cumbria after that for next weekend. So we'll be looking forward to that. But being on the seafront, that sounds nice there, Keith. I could live with a little bit of that at the moment. M7ARH, back to you.
Yeah, I'm fine, Mark. All of the stuff. And fine on heading up to Cumbria next week. And what are you going to do up there? Is it for pleasure, holiday-wise? Nice part of the world. Well, it's dry, of course. Back to you, Mark.
All right. Yeah, Kate, it's my daughter lives in Kendall, so we're going up to see her, and we all stay just outside Kendall, and I think about my other daughter's coming up, and her boyfriend as well, so we're going to go and do Scarfell Pike while we're up there, just to give us something to do, bit of a challenge for the weekend, but my oldest knows that area really well, obviously living there, so my youngest said she's going to be our Sherpa. M7ARH, back to you, Keith.
All fine, Mark. Just let me have KSM, just let this local get...